endured 5.5 years as a prisoner of war in Vietnam and went on to become a line in the U.S. Senate and a two-time Republican candidate for president, lies in state Wednesday at the Arizona State Capitol. VOA's Bill Gallo has more.
The day-long public viewing of his casket was the start of 5 days of memorial tributes in Phoenix and Washington for McCain, who died of brain cancer on Saturday at his ranch in Cornville, Arizona. He was 81. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey said on Twitter early Wednesday, "We are privileged as a state to have called him a fellow Arizonan, and we are honored to have the opportunity to celebrate his life." Bill Gallo, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said the military has no plans yet to suspend any more major military exercises with South Korea. VOA's Louis Samaras has more.
Mattis said he will work in concert with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to make sure the secretary is supported in his efforts.
But at this time, there is no discussion about further suspensions.
Mattis also said smaller exercises deemed to be exempt from the suspension were ongoing. Mattis' comments on the drills come at a delicate time for negotiations between the United States and North Korea after Trump scrapped plans for a meeting between top officials from both countries. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Iran would abandon its or could abandon its nuclear accord with world powers after the U.S. withdrawal if it does not serve its interests, casting doubt on negotiations with European countries to salvage the deal. He said Tehran should give up hope on Europe to save the deal. Khamenei said Tehran would not negotiate with indecent U.S. officials at any level to reach a new agreement on its nuclear program. This is VOA News. Speaking at an event in Montreal area Tuesday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Canadian